Now, removing on-street parking, changing traffic flows, more bike lanes and increased bus priority are amongst new proposals which were presented to Galway City Councillors last week. However, critics say the plans don't go far enough to address the city's traffic congestion. Our reporter Aideen Finnegan attended a public meeting held by the Green Party in Salt Hill on Friday night, which asked what is the solution to Galway transport problems.
Tomb legends, the Saw Doctors, immortalised the old N17 in the early 90s, but cut to 2019, it's hard to imagine anyone romanticising roads into Galway. The city is gridlocked. Councillors were last week given more details on planned changes to the streets, and an oral hearing is expected in the coming months on the long-awaited Galway Ring Road. But is all of this just tinkering at the edges? Green Party leader Eamon Ryan certainly thinks so.
At every point in Galway, you look at what's actually happening, is it's a car-based system where the pinch points are still being given over to cars, and it simply doesn't work. We have a lot of industrial estates that people can't get out of now because people are, half people are commuting over 20 kilometres, everyone's driving there. Well, could we not put in a bus service from on the 6 major approach roads to go? Could we not have a really high quality bus service from Spittal and from Tuam and from Athenry and from Clarenbridge and really prioritise it, like really make sure it works? It amazes me that there's such a lack of ambition. And at the same time, we're going to spend hundreds of millions on an outer bypass that has all the risks, looking at it, of actually repeating the mistake we made in the M50, just development going out. Galway is a great, very successful city, will and should continue to grow, but it should grow as Galway, not as some out-of-town Texas sprawl model.
For many that turned out for Friday's public meeting, it seems cycling is the way forward, even if you're not living in the city. What's your name?
Gerard Conboy.
And Gerard, you're our local resident, are you?
I am, yeah. The traffic into Galway is just a nightmare. I'm a painter and decorator, and I work out all over the place, like, and you can't get in or out of Clare Galway. I've come to this meeting because I'm a cyclist. I drive a car and I drive a Harley as well, but I prefer cycling, and they won't put a cycle lane along the pram. It's about 20 foot wide, and if they couldn't give us 4 foot of that, and it would be great, that'll take me off the road.
I'm Tiernan McCusker, and I'm a member of the Galway Urban Greenway Alliance. It's an amalgamation of groups that are campaigning for a greenway between Barna and Galway City and onto Mount Cullen. 23 kilometre stretch that would be segregated away from traffic and somewhere for school children, commuters, tourists to cycle and walk on.
And do you think that would cut down on the number of cars travelling in from Barna every day?
Absolutely. If you're ever on the Barna Road in the morning time during the school run, it's heavily congested. The air quality is particularly poor.
Do you think enough people are willing to make that shift? I mean, it rains a lot in Galway, and if you've got young kids and you're trying to do the school run, perhaps cycling is not really something that's going to be on your mind.
I think if we have the infrastructure there, if you build it, people will come.
But hopping on two wheels isn't going to work for everyone. That's something Green Party election candidate Pauline O'Reilly acknowledges.
I'm not against roads. We do need to build roads, but most of the journeys are actually below 5 kilometres. But people tell me all of the time that they can't get from the west side of the city to the east side of the city on a bus. And I know that full well myself. So you have to get off in Eyre Square. That's one of the essential problems. That only 8% of people choose public transport because it simply isn't fit for purpose.
The National Transport Authority has previously dismissed calls for a Lewis-style tram system, saying it would be inefficient. But Brendan Holland of the Lewis Committee isn't giving up.
It's an organisation which started up about 15 years ago, and we have been mouthing about it for the last 15 years, and we still believe in it.
Why do you think the Lewis could work in Galway?
Because it's worked in Dublin. People will get on the Lewis a lot quicker than they will get on a bus.
Are there enough people in Galway to sustain a light rail system?
Well, the population of Galway currently is 80,000. The framework of 2040 government plan predicts that the population will grow by 50%. That brings it up to somewhere around 120,000, 130,000 people. And we have to be planning for the future. We can't just decide and wait for the problem to arrive and then start looking for solutions, because that won't work.
despite the criticism that the Galway transport strategy doesn't go far enough, it will be the most radical redesign the city has had in decades.
Okay, Aideen Finnegan reporting there from Galway.